If your father had a brother by the name of William, to you he would be?
Uncle William.
Okay, okay. The commander of the Confederate Army in the Civil War was?
Robert E. Lee.
Okay, but if you were going to give his title too?
General.
Okay, you would say he was?
General Lee.
Okay. Who's the old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Colonel Sanders.
Okay. What did they call a man in charge of a ship?
Captain.
Okay.
Or skipper.
All right. Is captain ever used in any other location or any other situation?
Well, of course, a captain in the Navy is a rank equivalent to colonel, and then there's the rank of captain in the Army.
What about in a railroad gang?
Not in a gang. A conductor might be called a captain as a colloquialism or nickname.
Mm-hmm. Is captain ever used with children?
With what?
Is it ever used with children?
Captain with children? Outside of Captain Kangaroo, I don't know of any captain with children.
Okay. It's sometimes used as a familiar term with children.
You mean the children, among children, how would it be used?
By grown-ups to children, I believe.
Call a child a captain? No, I'd say that would be extremely rare.
Okay. Okay, the man who presides over court is called?
A judge.
Okay. And a person who attends the university is called a?
Student.
A woman who works in an office and does the typing is called a?
Stenographer or secretary.
Okay. A woman who appears?
A typist.
Okay, secretary is what I needed. A woman who appears in plays or in movies is called?
Actress.
Okay. Anyone born in this country, the United States, is?
A citizen.
Okay, but is what kind of citizen?
Is what?
Anyone born in the United States is called an?
Native-born citizen.
Okay.
Native-born.
But is called an? Anyone from this country is called an? People in France are called the French.
French, oh.
And people
are called American.
Okay. Okay. And what term do you use to refer to people who are not white?
Non-white.
Well, to?
Colored. You'd call them by their nationality, like Chinese or Japanese.
Let's just talk about colored people for a minute. Is colored people, is that the term usually used nowadays?
Well, the popular term in this area was Negro.
Mm-hmm.
And since integration, the younger people have become accustomed of referring to them as black. They have quit using the term Negro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Negro is Spanish for black.
Mm-hmm.
And why they should want to be called by the English word for black and not for the Spanish word for black, why they would be offended, I don't understand. And Negro is a technical term of a race of people. And why they should be objected to being called by that technical term, those are the things I don't understand, but to them, they claim it implies